Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Beautiful, harmonious group. Surely I have never experienced anything as sweet with people that love you. Thank you so much, Lord. There are few things that bring joy as sweet as dwelling in harmony with our brothers and sisters. Scripture says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. That's Psalm 133. And truly, this is the sweetest part of community. But as we all know, it isn't always this way. We all get tired and sometimes impatient or short with one another. And Satan is always standing by with his lying demons to make us contentious or resentful and turn us against one another. What happens when someone says or even feels badly in the company of his or her brothers and sisters? First of all, the enemy is trying to divide us so we will lose the precious gift of one another in fellowship. Second of all, he wants us to judge others and to take in a bitter seed in our hearts about them. Mind you, this is when we are all in one accord, but along comes the enemy and exploits the weakness of one or another. And here I would like to apologize to my dear ones that this Sunday gathering did not end on as joyful a note as I had hoped. Two of our members had been through a grueling week of moving, and they came up from Taos totally exhausted. I have to say, exhaustion is an open door, because we are more susceptible to strife when we are tired. I, too, had a very exhausting week with Ezekiel in pain for so many hours. And those of us on the refuge were really looking forward to seeing those in Taos and having worship together. But even I awoke that morning thinking, I don't think I'm going to make it today. Well, one thing I promised myself was that I will never cut worship short for some kind of program or agenda. You know, just when the anointing is really falling, it's time to cut it short so everyone go home for their lunch. I don't want that ever. And this Sunday, I felt we needed to press into worship for several more minutes, if not hours. Three of us were ready for hours, I have to say for sure. But because the roads are icy and deep snow is on them, and it's very difficult this time of the year, there's a great chance that someone will get stuck on the way down and not make it, in the dark nonetheless. Then I was gently reminded that 4 o'clock was rapidly approaching, and we would have to stop the worship in order to have our fellowship meal, so the brothers from Taos could make it down before dark. Now, for those who live up here and really wanted to go on and on with worship, there was disappointment that I could see on their faces. And of course, I felt disappointed and at a loss. But for those who were dead dog tired, it was their only option. So I was challenged in brotherly love in that moment. They had worked hard all week and finally got moved in and were very tired. I should have realized that and even postponed our Sunday together. My bad, dear ones. I apologize for not recognizing how very exhausted you were. Please forgive me. So what can we learn from this situation? I believe we should prepare for Sunday on Saturday night so that we're all fresh and rested to spend the day together. In the future, I will do my best to make sure that happens for all of us. The enemy hates this prayer community. He wants to throw the monkey wrench in and is clever in planning his attacks. You know the enemy sends his demons into churches on days there are services, so we need to protect that time before it comes. I have noticed that every Sunday something unpleasant would come up at the end of the meeting. And this was no accident. It didn't matter who it came through. The situations varied. But I think what we need to know is that anytime we plan on being together, and I have to say especially for holidays, the enemy also plans on wrecking that time and throwing it into disorder. My precious ones, we have to be smarter than Satan and more self-controlled, filled with brotherly love, even looking ahead at what could happen to disrupt things and planning for it in advance. We now know that these things are deliberately planned by the enemy. They are not just coincidences. Lord, have you something to share with us? My precious community, you have many who oppose you, but you also have my charity and brotherly love to protect you. Stay under the covering of brotherly love and you will not be disturbed. What the enemy meant for bad will instead be an occasion of instruction and good for others. You are here not just to fellowship and have a good time. You are here to be prepared for your own missions. And as you watch Mother Claire make both good and bad decisions, you are learning what you may expect to happen later on in your missions. There is no weapon against brotherly love. The enemy is at a loss when each of you love your brother and sister more than you love yourselves. When you're looking out for the good of the community, you will spot areas of weakness that the enemy may be waiting to exploit. If your mind is on yourself, your comforts, your choices, your privileges, you may miss the weak spot and become a victim to it. But your selfless attitude will defeat the most common of the enemy's weapons, selfishness and self-serving, symptoms of pride. When your heart is set on what is right and not just your particular agenda, there's very little that can be leveraged against you to cause strife, because all of you will be quick to yield and do what is best for the other, even in the worst situations. Those of you who are called to be here during the tribulation, this is training for you. I know the enemy's next move, but your obedience to my known will cause you to sidestep many a trap. When you fall into pride and self-serving, then you are bound to fall. This is why obedience and detachment are so very important. In my Father's last message, He spoke to you about doing what is right for no reward at all, or even in spite of the sacrifices you will have to make. He also told you that you will not always know why He does things the way He does, or even what fruit can be gleaned from your sacrifices. When your heart is satisfied totally by knowing you have done His will, you cannot be led off track. Live to do my will, dear ones. Make that your full-time preoccupation, and you will have peace so deep, the enemy will not be able to take you over and ruin what I have for you. Find your joy in this, dearly beloved bride, and you will scale the highest mountains with little effort. I love you. I am with you in this endeavor. Be strong. Control that urge to get upset or to judge. Put it away from you. Renounce it. And embrace brotherly love, showering the others with your understanding and patience.